Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The man suspected of carrying out a deadly shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado is expected to face charges that will include first-degree murder. The attack early yesterday left five people dead and more than two dozen injured. Paulo Chalceda with Colorado Public Radio says people in Colorado Springs gathered for a vigil to remember those killed.
The service hosted by Pikes Peak Metropolitan Community Church was one of many across the city as the community sought out spaces to publicly grieve. Pastor Alicia Erickson, a lesbian woman, said these spaces are important for the queer people who have been told by their religious leaders they're not welcome.
Far too often, that is the narrative, that is the rhetoric that is perpetrated against people in the LGBTQ community. And it is the root of the violence that we saw last night at Club Q against members of our LGBTQ community.
Police have not yet determined a motive. For NPR News, I'm Paulo Chalceda in Denver.
Police in Colorado Springs say the suspect is a 22-year-old man who was injured when others at the club overpowered him and halted the attack. Police say they've received hundreds of tips as they investigate the stabbing deaths of four students who attended the University of Idaho. Their bodies were discovered little more than a week ago at an apartment near campus. No arrests have been made. Police in the city of Moscow have been asking residences and businesses in certain areas for any surveillance video recorded in the early morning hours of November 13th. Schools in and around Buffalo, New York are closed today as crews continue working to clear streets and sidewalks of snow. The National Weather Service says Orchard Park, where the NFL's Buffalo Bills play their home games, received 77 inches of snow, or more than 6 feet. Bob Iger is returning as CEO of the Walt Disney Company. NPR's David Gurup says Iger led the entertainment giant for 15 years before he stepped down more than 2.5 years ago.
It wasn't an easy transition. Bob Iger handed the reins to Bob Chapek in February 2020, right before the pandemic. This year, Chapek was criticized for Disney's response to Florida's parental rights and education bill, the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Then there's the company's recent financial performance, which has been worse than Wall Street expected. But Disney's board re-upped Chapek's contract in June, which makes this change such a surprise. In a statement, Disney says Iger has agreed to serve as CEO again for 2 years, with a focus on setting a new strategic direction for the company and once again trying to find someone to fill his shoes. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. plays its first match today at the Men's World Cup soccer tournament in Qatar. The U.S. faces Wales this afternoon. The day's other two matches include England against Iran. This is NPR News. Authorities in Indonesia say at least 46 people have been killed on the island of Java by a moderate earthquake that struck there earlier today. Hundreds of people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 5.6. Among the buildings damaged are a hospital and a boarding school. Officials say high-rise buildings in the capital, Jakarta, swayed and some were evacuated. North Korea is denouncing the UN's Secretary General for criticizing Pyongyang's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Seoul says the missile had a range capable of reaching the U.S. mainland.
In a statement carried by state media, Foreign Minister Choe Son-hee said that the principles of the UN Charter require the Secretary General to remain impartial and objective. On Friday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Pyongyang to stop its provocative actions. Choe called her country's missile tests a legitimate exercise of the right to self-defense and said she sees Guterres as a member of the U.S. State Department or White House. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting over the missiles, but Russia and China have vetoed efforts this year to impose further sanctions on Pyongyang. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Gasoline prices in the U.S. continue falling. AAA says the price of regular has dropped 11 cents over the last week. It's now averaging $3.66 a gallon nationwide. AAA says people have been driving less, though demand will tick up during the Thanksgiving holiday week. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.